Brian Finn is here with the Business News. Morning, Brian.
Gavin, thank you. Good morning. US drug maker AbbVie has officially called off its proposed $55 billion takeover of Shire. AbbVie's board of directors said last week that it had withdrawn its recommendation to proceed with the purchase. The head of AbbVie pointed the finger at the US Treasury for killing off the deal. Rick Gonzalez said the clampdown on so-called tax inversions, which were designed to discourage corporate mergers that lead to lower taxes, was to blame. The merged firms were proposing to shift to Jersey, where corporate taxes are lower. Shire will walk away from the deal with a $1.64 billion breakup fee. China's economy grew at its slowest pace in 5 years in the last quarter, according to the latest figures. Gross domestic product was up 7.3%. That was marginally ahead of the 7.2% expected, but down on the 7.5% recorded in the previous quarter. The outcome will fuel concerns about the knock-on effect on the global economic recovery. It will also add to speculation that the government in Beijing may introduce more stimulus measures. Apple is forecasting a strong holiday season after it reported much better than expected sales and revenue figures for the 3 months to the end of September. Revenue was up 12.2% in the three-month period to over $42 billion. That was more than $2 billion better than Wall Street analysts had expected. It chalked up a 16% jump in iPhone sales in the quarter to over 39 million, and it reported the strongest Mac shipment figures in years. Sales of the iPad, however, fell for the third quarter in a row, 13% down on the same period last year to 12.3 million units. However, investors were generally impressed with the outlook and shares went back above the $100 barrier to $101.10 in after-hours trade. Christophe de Margerie, the chief executive of French oil company Total, has died in an air crash in Moscow. His plane crashed when it collided with a snow-clearing machine, killing him and three crew. The 63-year-old had been chief executive of Europe's third largest oil company for the last 7 years. Currencies finally, and the euro buys $1.28.2 and 79.2 pence sterling, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Brian. 13 minutes past seven.